pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny or something, or tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Rabbit! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2634. The BFO for Thursday, the 1st of March 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Big Fatty, I did not hear Sam in the hinterland say it today. She's getting slack. Hello, lambs and lions. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're lambs and lions today. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Well, y'all, you know what they say. The old saying, yes, Big Fatty, pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. No returns. No, not that one. They say that if March comes in like a lamb, Big Fatty, we love the little lamb, then it goes out like the lion, row, row. But if it comes in like a lion, row, row, then it'll go out like a little, Big Fatty. So y'all, get your calendar, your marking calendar out and mark it down. If March comes in like a lamb or comes in like a lion, and we'll see if the old saying is true on the 31st. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, As the new on hunt day went to the Vons East, y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale that I really wanted to get. So, y'all, I think this week is going to be a start to empty out the freezer. Yes, Big Fatty, plus you've been eating too many carbs. The old gal told you that. Well, that's true. But y'all went over there nonetheless. I did get... two fried chicken bazooms for my lunch. Yes, Big Fatty, carbs. Well, it's chicken, too. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they had the the Vons East bag solids on sale, so I picked up a couple of bags of the Caesar solid. Y'all, for the coal mine, for the little treat for the coal mine, y'all, they had peanut butter filled pretzels, buy one get one free. Yes, Big Fatty. So I got one of those, and y'all, then they also had the Hershey nut grits, you know, I got the milk chocolate and almond, and the milk chocolate and it's the Heath bar, the toffee. So I got one of each of those. They will buy one get one free, so that was the treat for the office this week. Y'all picked up another bag of the Vons East French fried onions. Y'all, they are so good on a Caesar salad. If you hadn't tried that, try putting some of those French fried onions on a Caesar salad. I think you'll be very impressed. Y'all, they had the good Kanaku smoked sausage on sale, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they also had the boneless poke. Country style ribs. Big Fatty, is that spelled? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. They were on sale, so I picked up a package of those. And y'all, they had the good peel and cord pineapples on sale. And so y'all, I got a couple of those, and I got home and cut it up into little chunks. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all spent exactly $42 today, but I saved $17.27. Yes, Big Ready! Yeah, Gussie, y'all are in the something in the villa mailbox. Yes, we created y'all. It's a cat, and y'all on it's a post cat, and y'all on the on the front of it are small animals of Nambia. Oh, baby, look at the little animals! Oh, and there's a warthog and some sort of a skunk and some sort of I don't know what all these things are. But there's a turtle and a squirrel and a big man. Look at the little rabbit and the deer. It's true. And y'all, it says it's addressed to the chair, his cousin, and the squeaker. Anyway, it says, yo, fart. Seeing as your beloved White House don't know the diffs between asshole and shithole, here's a card from one of those so-called shitholes. And no, it's not Nambia, like the president says. Had two stunning weeks vacation here. Even listened to your little show. And y'all, it is from Hendra. From formerly of the perfume Germany, and now where he lives somewhere else in Germany now. But y'all, we'd love to have Hendrick come to the Pride 48. You know, Big Ricky, and Adam. Y'all, I think before we hear before too long, Big Ricky's just gonna grab his big old boss, Big Ready, and just say, you know what, we're going. I don't care. We're going, and Adam's gonna say yes, yes, Big Ready, because Adam wants to see your huge and never mind. So y'all, speaking of Pride 48. Y'all, I told you that Moose P was going to be joining us down there. Joe in Dallas is as close as he's ever going to get. And Bill in St. Louis, you know, he's the number one fan. And Gavin, and I think Gavin and Jim are going to be there too. Y'all, we could have, and Nessa could be there as well. And we know Mr. Mike will be there. Yes, Big Betty. Lord knows who else might show up. Your trucker Alex may come tooting up. Betty, toot toot. You just never know. But y'all, it could be a round table of the number one fan. Big Betty, that would just be lovely. Yes, Big Betty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Betty. Fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I was just calling to wish you a happy National Chili Day. And also, I was listening to Wednesday's show, which would have been the 21st of February, because, again, you may not play this until, like, September. And you were talking about the thing 1, 2, 3, 4 on the clock. And I have to admit that probably 5 out of 7 nights a week, I always catch the clock at 8:21 p.m., which is my birthday. And a girlfriend of mine who is has psychic abilities had told me that the whole point behind that was try and remind me to be grateful of the times that I have on Earth and all the extra birthdays that I have or that I get to have. So that was kind of interesting when she told me that. And then when I hear you talking about that with Michael Sage and on his birthday and the TV scene, stuff like that, I thought I'd just chime in. All right, I have to get back to being sorted because, you know, your girl's at 57, 37 variable points, and Mama needs a $5 gift card to walk. Yay! All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty kind of broke up there at the end. It did break up there at the end. But she got, I think she got some sort of gift card. So that's always a good thing. And, you know, Princess Hannah, it really is strange how these specific times of the day usually catch your attention, and it's both eerie and strange, but also kind of fun. So anyway, I hope you think of that as a little fun thing too. Yes, Big Betty.
It's time for my so-so question of the month. It's time for my so-so question of the month. Come on, Big Fatty. Listen to my so-so question and then give me a so-so answer so that maybe I can win something in so-so question month. It's time for my so-so question.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Okay, Big Fatty. I got a question for you. Oh, by the way, it's Turnip Head. How come you haven't talked about the big run?
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the Turnip Head from over there, up there in the northern Mexico. You know, he's the host of the Underpants show. And first of all, Turnip Head, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, his breath seemed to be labored. I think it's because he's bored silly with a so-so question. Yes, Big Fatty, already in March when we're still doing so-so questions. But Turnip Head, and absolutely a so-so question for the contest, because the winners, the winners of the big run were absolutely so-so. And one of the reasons I didn't talk a whole lot about the big run is because I know that I didn't want to spoil it for you, because I know you're a little behind Big Fatty up there in the northern Mexico on things, and I didn't want to spoil it. But now you know how it's been ruined, and how this has been such a so-so season. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah again, because in real life it's only been about 3 hours since I called you last. I meant to say earlier, I did take a slight offense to you asking if, I think it was X-Alien, was talking through my phone on the message that you paid from the Shy Yeti yesterday. But I also had a hard time understanding him, too. But it did sound something like he didn't want you to stop the 3,000 episodes. Like, you know, you're surely does not want you to stop the 3,000 episodes. But what was the whole point of me calling this time? It was not just for that. Fuck. I right up until your voicemail picked up, I knew what I was calling you for. Oh, it is, as of right now, February 22nd. And I just checked my CVS app because I was trying to see if I had gotten my $5 extra care bucks for them too. And I bet you can't guess how much I've saved since January 1st.
$249.
No, that's not it.
How about $349?
No, that's not right either.
$449?
Okay, you give up?
Uh-huh.
I have saved $81.32 just since January 1st. So yeah, I'm on track to probably do better than I did last year, saving over $550. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah again. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call and the update and comments about ick using your cellular telephonic device. Yes, Big Fatty, it works just as poorly for her as it does for ick. I guess so. But anyway, Princess Hannah, keep up the good work on that. That putting CVS out of business. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. Hope you're having a good weekend or had a good weekend. I'm sorry, I'm calling from the future, so I can never get it straight. Well, here's my my submission for a so-so question. So if you need to play a so-so question music or anything, go ahead.
Done it.
Well, here's my so-so question.
Okay, give it to me.
When you sleep at night, do you sleep hugging onto something, like maybe a pillow or one of the adorable children? Oh, wait, that didn't sound correct. Or maybe you hug Miss Poodle McDoodle. Oh, wait, that sounded even worse. Okay, I'm gonna hang up now. All right, bye.
Yeah, all that, of course, is that Ed.
Damn it! How do you hang up these things? That's Mexican. For rubbish.
Yeah, that, of course, is that Ed Gong. From the future in that Singapore, Mexico. And first of all, Ed, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Y'all, Ed was in the chat room over there at the Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, he just the best pwn you can find. I tell you, he and Mr. Mike, they're pornaholics. Yes, Big Fatty. But Ed, thank you for entering the contest. As you know, Dick had already done the totally original, never used before, a bumper, and I big, but I still don't know how he does it all the time. Ed, absolutely a so-so question. You asked, first of all, you asked if I hug onto those darling children, and the answer to that is absolutely not. They're out there in Walnut Hills, and they're in the old gal's bed. I can assure you, the only time Big Fatty's been in the old gal's bed was in a dream that he had. But Big Fatty, how vulgar! But Ed, I do have a body pillow in the love chamber that I snuggle up with. So Big Fatty, and you also snuggle up with those two things that hang. Ed, we'll just leave it at that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. You know, today is the full moon. And y'all, March is going to have a blue moon as well, because we'll have a second full moon this month on the 31st. So anyway, y'all, Lamb a Lion, mark it on your calendar. Yes, Big Fatty. And we'll check on it again at the end of the month. Y'all, at the beginning of the little show, y'all, you heard the little Ozzy Battler from the future. You know, he's coming to the Pride 48. And little Ozzy Battler, I know you listen to the BFO, and what's your highlight of listening to the BFO on the one?
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Well, you can't depend on the Faye Driver to put a show out on every one.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.